Describe a harmful environmental problem. You should say, what is it? How it is harmful? What harmful effects it creates? And explain what can be done to prevent this environmental problem. You have 1 minute to think and prepare your notes.
Healthy environment is the most important thing to be alive. However, with changing times and improving technologies and declining man activities, there has been a considerable effect on the environment, causing a lot of problems. I believe the one problem that we all are facing and will surely decline more is the reducing ozone layer effect. Ozone layer is the most important layer for us as it helps us from the harmful effects of UV rays, but with the holes in the ozone layer. It has been seen that the temperature of Earth is rising and then there are glaciers melting. Even more. Since now the UV rays directly hit the humans, there are more chances of getting skin cancer and cataract. Even more. Some animals are losing their fertility because of ozone layer depletion. In addition, it causes immune system depletion in human beings, making them susceptible to all possible diseases. There has been seen effect on the plants, with some plants not being able to grow well, as there has been a decline in the photosynthesis and flowering. Ozone layer depletion has also caused loss of biodiversity in our oceans. Rivers and lakes could reduce fish yields for commercial and sport fisheries. There are several effects of ozone layer depletion, and the scientists are working towards improving the condition of ozone. It can be done if we start planting more trees and stop using the vehicles at such an alarming rate. Even more, a shift towards industries that shed off less of smoke needs to be promoted. Our environment is on decline, and there are several issues that have affected the lifestyle of human beings. One of them is the increased noise pollution. With the coming of railway, jets and vehicles, one can see that there is more of honking and unnecessary noises being created. Noise pollution can be caused by vehicles who horn for no reasons, to the airplanes and rails, and often when a rocket is launched. It doesn't seem to harm at the first point. So if there is someone honking, one won't die. But when it happens on a everyday basis, so if every day a person is hearing only honks or other undesirable noises, he or she becomes more irritable. Even more, the kids who have very sensitive ears are likely to be affected very badly. In some cases, when the music was very loud, there have been cases of children going deaf. Noise pollution is very harmful for the old people because, like children, they also have sensitive ears. It has been observed that it not only affects the ears but in some cases even causes heart attacks or nervous system failure. Apart from humans, noise pollution affects the birds and the other animals, causing a shift in their behavior. Many marine animals, especially whales, use hearing to find food, communicate, defend and survive in the ocean. Excessive noises are causing a lot of injuries and deaths to whales. These effects may not sound troubling, but the truth is, with time, the consequences can be very worrying. There are different ways by which we can surely reduce noise pollution. One of them is switching of the devices when not in use. So, fans should be switched off or the computer, because when not in use they make certain noises. Even more, construction of soundproof rooms for noisy machines and industrial and manufacturing installations must be encouraged. Also, vegetation along roads and in residential areas is a good way to reduce noise pollution as they absorb sound. I believe we need to start working before it is too late.